been right. I don't know. I'm just going to deal with the creation as it is here. And I'll leave the other to men smarter than me, including my brother Dan.
My mother said, walk in the light as God gives it to you.
Well, okay, you agree with your mother. I can't argue with your mother either, John. I just want to read to you and you'll see what I'm going to be talking about, okay? It'll become very, very clear to you, I think, hopefully. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Now, if you heard, I mean, from there's speculation as to maybe what happened then. I don't speculate. I just keep reading to verse 2. It says, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, I see in two things there. I see earth and I see deep. So I know by that the earth was covered with water. That's pretty evident, isn't it? And it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the... See, now I know that deep means waters because the Spirit of God moved on it, right? Now, here's what happened when it moved on. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, the reason he said, let there be light, because it says that the earth was without form and void. There was total darkness on the earth and upon the water of the earth. And so God says, well, we need some light here. Now, he says we need some light because he is the light. And if God says we need some light, guess what happens? We get light. Now, this is, you'll say, Tom, why do you got to say it? It'll all come, I hope, perfectly clear. And God saw the light. He said, let there be light. And God saw that. He saw the light. That it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Now, do you know anything other than day and night? It's either day or it's night. Now, at certain times of the year, day ends and night becomes earlier, right? And certain times of the year, days later and night comes later, right? But it's always day and night. Because God created it day and night. So it's not too difficult. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Now, what's the firmament? Huh? No. The heavens. See, the heaven. In other words, next God says, well, no, wait a minute. I've got this earth down here. But we need a atmosphere above it. Because, folks, if you take away the atmosphere, you got nothing on this earth. Nothing going to operate on this earth without the atmosphere. They call it atmospheric pressure. That's why when objects coming back in to our atmosphere, what happens to them? They burn up because of the intense heat. So God said, now I need an atmosphere or the heaven. And that's what you see out here. When you look up and say, oh, the sky is so... Well, pretty, blue, but that blue's most right. But it's not really blue. It's the firmament. It's the atmosphere. Because you let a storm come up, you won't see blue. You'll see black in the form of clouds. But it's the atmosphere. See? And so that's what he said he's going to create, and that's what happened. And he says... And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So what does that tell you? There was water above, and the earth was water. And so what he said was, I'm going to put an atmosphere up here to hold back the waters. Folks, look, if God don't hold back the waters that's up there, just ask Noah and that bunch if what happens. It's not good. So he's got a firmament to hold back the waters of prayer. But he said, but I'm going to do it a little different on the earth. I'm going to divide the waters. And so he divided the waters out. Now we've got the Pacific Ocean. You've seen Andy Griffin, haven't you? Kelsey's Ocean. No. Y'all don't watch anything of any good. So you've got the Pacific Ocean. You've got the Gulf of Mexico. You've got the Atlantic. Well, I'm going the wrong way. You got the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico. You've got the Indian Sea. You got all these bodies of water. But around all these bodies of water now, you have land. What surrounds the Hawaiian Islands? Water. But the Hawaiian Islands are not water, they are land. Now the smart people, a lot smarter than me, they say they're there because the great volcanoes created them. Okay. I say they're there because God created them. You can say what you want to say. Because he says, let the land divide from the waters and be dry. And the dry land he called earth. So we live on dry land. Otherwise we'd be fish. Now some of us may look like fish, but there's not a one of us a fish, because we are made to dwell on the earth. Now in Revelation, you're going to see that time and time again called earth dwellers. So who are the earth dwellers? Mankind. Human. Mankind. But not just any mankind. You'll see that as we go through. So it says, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, just what I told you, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now here we go. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the earth was called seas. Is that what we call them? Yes. You know, you go deep sea fishing, right? Not deep pond fishing, deep sea fishing. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the face yielding, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind, and God saw that it was good. So where did grass and trees come from? You say, well, Tom, they come from a seed. You'd be right. You'd be right. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? You say the chicken. Others would say the egg, because without the egg, there's no chicken. But you have to go back, folks, to where God created it all. And what he created was herb-yielding trees and plants that contained the seed within them. Why? So they would continuously produce. Isn't God amazing? Now, I don't know of any scientist in the lab that can do that. I bet you that there's not a scientist anywhere that can create anything from nothing. They can create. They can clone. Did you know that they could clone me? They wouldn't want to, but they could. They could clone me. Now, how do they clone me? They take nothing and make something. Oh, no, 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 no. No, they can't clone me unless they take a part of me and divide the DNA and all that and reproduce that into a cloning of old Tom. Right. They don't have the power, folks, of God, nor do they have the knowledge. And that's why I say I'm going to go with what God says. I'm not going to go. Listen, I know they're smart scientists, and I don't begin to I'm not going to say they don't know anything. They certainly know a lot of things. But they only know what God lets them know, and they only know you couldn't put it on a pinhead what they know as opposed to what God knows, Johnny. Because he's all knowledge. He's all wisdom. And so what we have to accept by faith is this book. And don't let somebody try to prove it to you. God don't need proving. God's going to prove us. That's who we better worry about, is us. We're the ones that are going to have to prove one day before God. God don't have to be proved. So what happened on the third day? I just told you. He created the grass and the trees. That's pretty simple, isn't it, Johnny? The third day, that's what he created. Well, what else happened on the third day? Well, let's think about it. On the third day, it says in Genesis 22, I believe it is. If it's not, you'll find it close by. It says that Abraham was told, by God, I want you to take your son, your only son, and I want you to take him to a place which I will show you, and I want you to sacrifice him there. And Abraham said, now, Lord, let's think about this for a minute. We need to think about this now. Lord, now, wait a minute. You told me that through my son, you would bless me, and my seed would be as the sands of the sea and the stars of the heaven. Now, Lord, let's think about this. For I think you don't mean what you say, Lord. No, it don't say that at all. It says, and Abraham arose and went. How long did he travel? He traveled for 3 days, and it says that on the third day, there was the place. And he says to the rest of them that were with him, you all stay here. My son and I will go. What else did he say? If I go, and you stay here, I'm going to, that's what he said. He said, my son and I will go and return. But now, wait a minute, Abraham. God told you to take that boy up there and sacrifice him. Yeah, I know that. I get that. But he also told me that through my son would my seed be multiplied as the sands of the sea. And so I know. Listen, if God gets me there and I take the knife and plunge it into my son and kill him, God's going to do a resurrection. Me and my son's coming back. I'm going to obey God. We have trouble with that, folks. If we'll be honest with each other, we have trouble obeying God because we can't figure out how he's going to do it. If we could just say, Lord, if that's what you want, I'm going to do it because you said this, and your promises are always yea, they're never nay. You're not going to change. Listen, you made that promise to me. You're not going to change that promise. So I'll go up there, I'll slay that boy. But me and that boy's coming back. And so he goes up on the mountain. And his son asked him a question. What did his son ask him? He said, Daddy, now I'm paraphrasing that. That was a rhetorical question. I'm going to answer the question with him. Go ahead. My assistant wants to tell us.
No, I
yes, you do. Go ahead. Tell him what she said, what he said. Go ahead, it's okay.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Such intimidation. He said, Daddy, I see the wood. I see the fire.
Where's the sacrifice?
But, Daddy, where's the sacrifice? Oh, son, you're the sacrifice. No, that's not what he said, that boy. He said, now, Isaac, oh, you got to get this. This is on the third day, by the way. He said, the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. He's told me to go sacrifice you. But I know I can't be sacrificing you because he's done promised me through you will all the world be blessed. So I know the Lord's going to provide. Hey, he's told me go do it, and I'm going to do it. But I believe he's going to provide the sacrifice. He's either going to resurrect you or he's going to provide something else, son, so you come on with me. He never told that boy he was the sacrifice. That'd scare that boy to death, wouldn't it? He wouldn't do that. I mean, you wouldn't do that to your child. So he wouldn't either. So they get up there. He lays the boy out, takes the knife, and it's up in the air, folks. God's going to take that man right to the brink. I really want to know if you believe me, son. And just as he started down, you can believe what you want to. You can't see when somebody starts down because it's that quick. Oh, well, God can. God knew before he thought to go down, God knew he's going down. God says, no, listen over there, son. Listen. And he heard something in the thicket, a ram. There was a sacrifice. God provided himself a sacrifice on what day? Oh, if you miss that, you're missing what I'm saying. The third day. Well, there was another third day mentioned in the Bible. And it was in the third month. And it's in Exodus. I believe it's chapter 19. You can check me on that. If I'm wrong, you can look around there. It's not far off. And it's the children of Israel now are in the wilderness. And God said unto Moses, he said, now Moses, on this third day, I want you to come up to the mountain. They were in the wilderness of Sinai. He said, now I want you to come up and bring all the people. Oh, yeah, he did. He said, I want you to bring all the people. And Moses said, no, wait a minute, Lord. I can't bring all the people because you said if anybody other than me or whom you designate steps foot on that mountain, they're either going to be stoned to death or shot with arrows, but they're going to be killed. Lord, I can't bring all them. And the Lord said, well, Moses, you get down and you bring anybody that's been sanctified. Now, do you know what happened on the third day? Well, the Bible says, oh, you'll get this in a minute. On the third day that Christ rose from the grave. Romans says for a specific reason. I believe it's Romans 5. You can check me out. I believe verse 1. If it's not, it's close by. It says that he was resurrected for our justification. Now, give me another word for justification. Starts with an S. And the second letter's A. And the next letter's N. Sanctification. In other words, just like he told Moses, you're not coming up on this mount, bless God. You're not coming into the presence of God unless you've been sanctified. So get back down there and make sure the people are sanctified. And tell them not to come close to a woman. specific rules. And then God and Aaron come back up. And does anybody know what was given after that? Thank you, honey. The Ten Commandments, the law, was given on the third day of the third month. But the law was fulfilled on the third day. Aren't you glad? Because if not, you'd be required to keep it for your salvation. And you know what that would mean? Not a soul would be saved. Because not a soul could keep it. That goes back to chapter 5 of Revelation, don't it? Where they sought through heaven for a man and found none. You can't keep the law. But make no mistake about it, Richard. You're under the law. You're required to keep the law, Richard. Don't make a mistake about that. That's why he says, oh, the law was given so that you'd know that you couldn't keep it. I put a standard on you so you'd know you couldn't keep it, so you would go to the only one who did, my son. All happened on the third day. Well, on that third day that happened, he says, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, the sound of the trumpet on the third day, are you starting to get anything about where I'm going?
Yep.
Because Revelation chapter 8 says this. It says, and he opened the seventh seal. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And we talked about that last week. We talked about that silence of where there was all this sound of worship going on, and this sound of angels and living creatures saying, come, and sending the horsemen out. All this sound that was going on, and all of a sudden, nothing. You remember that? That's what silence means in the Greek. It means to place the finger to the lips and go, shh. And there's not a soul in this world that doesn't know that. You say that to any child you come around, they know what that means. Be quiet. Something's going to happen. I'm either going to speak or something's going to happen. Well, God stands up and goes, I'm going to act. I'm going to act now. I acted back in Genesis 1 when my voice was heard and I said, let there be, and bless God, there was. And now I'm going to act again, only I'm not going to create this time. I'm going to destroy. I'm going to destroy what I created. And I'm going to destroy it in the same order I created it. Because the third day, he created what? The grass and the trees. Well, the first angel sounded, and a third of all the grass and a third of all the trees. I want to read you something. Just so that you know, this world knows that, folks. Just so that you know, this world knows that. Just so when it says in the Bible that when you stand before God, you're without excuse, old man. For God has placed in every man knowledge. I'll read this to you. Now, what killed the dinosaurs? Huh? Now listen, I realize they say it was 66 million years ago that the dinosaurs roamed this earth. I'm not going to debate that. You know why? That's one smart cookie right there. I say cookie with all reverence. Whoever was there 66 million years ago, raise your hand. Well, I got news for you. Thomas Sumner, who wrote this, he wasn't there either. But I'll tell you who was there, bless God, if it was 66 million years ago. God was there. The eternal God, who had no beginning, who has no end. So if they're right, and this happened 66 million years ago, bless God, I'll tell you who was there. God was there. Well, let's see what happened. It says, I'll just read to you now. And listen, I'm not setting an example to bring a phone to this house of God. Bless God, don't believe in it. I'm just telling you, not getting on you. That I said me, I don't believe in it. I only brought this for informational purposes. It's on mute. And when I get done with it, it'll be gone. Here's what it says. Below the turquoise waters of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula lies the site of a long-ago mass murder. Murder? Oh, God. That's pretty... Murder means somebody did it, right? I mean, they don't say an accident, folks. They say a mass murder. Well, that infers somebody did the murder, right? Huh. Well, let's see what else it says. In a geologic instant, amazing how they don't believe in evolution there. Just saying. Most of the world's animal and plant species went extinct. Drilling through hundreds of meters of rock, investigators have finally reached the footprint. Oh, hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? They bless God, they found it. It was my footprint. Left by the accused. Well, if that's the truth, folks, they saw God's footprint, so don't deny God. He showed you his footprint. I'm just telling you, they called it a mass murder. And mass murder infers that there was a person that did it, right? Well, they dug down and they found the person's footprint, right? Well, who else but God could do what's going to happen? Well, let's see what happens. Oh, it went blank. That's why I hate this phone. You have to keep clicking on it. Left by the accused. That footprint marks Earth's most notorious space rock impact. Known as Chicxulub. I don't know where they come up with that, but I'm not making that up. That's what it says. The dinosaur killer. So if you, next time somebody asks you who killed the dinosaur, say Chicxulub. They'll look at you funny, but scientists are assembling the most detailed timeline yet of the dino apocalypse. They are giving fresh scrutiny to telltale fingerprints left by the fatal event so long ago. At the impact site, an asteroid or maybe a comet. What's the difference? Remember I told you what a star meant in the Greek? Aster, the word aster. It means any space body. So this is a star. So see, now they're saying themselves that stars can fall and hit the earth. They're saying it themselves, folks. They're condemning themselves. God says that's what's going to happen. And they say that's what has already happened. It killed the dinosaurs, the murderer, the footprint. Oh, please, I'm not reading anymore. I get too angry over this nonsense. Let's go to something that's not nonsense. Let's go to the Word of God. Now, if a person thinks the Word of God is nonsense, they're going to hell. On a comet or asteroid or however they want to go, bless God. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them was given seven trumpets. Now, we all know that the seven is a divine number, right? Yes. But I believe the word three is a divine number. Because three refers to the Trinity. And everything I read you was on the third. I don't know its true significance. I'm not that smart. I'm just showing you, telling you how I think three comes up in the Bible. But here it's seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers and all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came up with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Now, I told you that that referred to something, and what did I tell you that referred to? Don't look at your notes. I want you to tell me. I'm what I just read.
I don't remember what you
read.
The vengeance?
Huh?
Did it refer to the vengeance of God?
Well, it's in there, certainly. But that's not what I told you it referred to.
The prayers of the saints.
Huh?
The prayers of the saints.
Well, that's what I told you, but that's, I want the specific.
Okay.
Well,
the
yeah, that's what, but I want what that refers to. Where's that found?
I knew I shouldn't have said anything. I know.
No, you should have said something because I'm going to help you. See, I'll help you. I'm one of these people, if you'll make an effort, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
So when what happened in chapter six? The first seal was open, the second seal was open, the third seal was open, the fourth seal was open, and the what follows four?
Five.
What?
Six.
Fifth seal.
Fifth seal.
That's the fifth seal.
Oh, okay.
You remember the fifth seal is where the souls were under the altar, like you
yeah.
said. And they were doing what you said. And they were doing what he said. But I just wanted you to know that that's referring back to the fifth seal. Why? Because he's in the seventh seal now. But in the seventh seal, he remembers the fifth seal. He remembers those prayers because if you remember in the fifth seal, he said, now wait a minute. Remember they said, Lord, how long?
Right.
And what did he say?
Right.
He said, well, first of all, he said, I got to give you a white robe. So I'm going to give you this white robe. And after I give you, this starts with R so you can remember it. First they get a robe and second they get rest. What better place to rest than in your robe? Hey, you like that? Blessed God, take you a good hot shower sometime. Put your robe on, see if you don't rest good. Just speaking metaphorically there. He says, I want you to put a robe on, and then I want you to rest. And then I want you to wait. Because you have to wait until the rest of your... I'll give you this three or four times now. You ought to have it. It says your fellow servants and your brethren are killed as they must be. I just want you to rest. Don't worry about how long. I got that. Folks, look, don't worry about when this is going to happen. He's got it. All we need to know is it's going to happen. And the reason we need to know it's going to happen, Brother Will, is so that there's passion when we witness to people, when we testify to people, when we preach from the pulpit, teach from the in the sanctuary, or teach anywhere else. We need a passion about this because we know it's going to happen. It's real.
Amen.
Listen, the scientists are passionate about what they believe.
Yeah.
That's right.
We can't get passionate about the Word of God. We're sorry. This is going to happen. And so he says, wait. And now they've waited. And now he's acting. He says, now, bring out the incense. and bring out the gold altar and put the incense in it and put the fire to it. And the incense went up and the coals went down. He's answering the saints. But the answer to the prayer to the saints is the vengeance. It won't be pretty. I think that's why there was silence. God is long-suffering. This is his own word, by the way. God is long-suffering, not willing, not wanting, not desiring that any should die, but that all should come to repentance. Because, folks, the flip side of that is, if you don't repent, you're going to die.
That's right.
It's not hard. It's not rocket science. But it's true. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Well, here's the answer to that. So after the angel has presented the prayers, and God has heard the prayers, and I told you, now they're all in. Because he said, now you have to wait till they're all in. So I know they're all in now, right? But, and you have to understand, Revelation is not written chronologically. It goes forward and backward. You have to sort of just gather it because it doesn't follow a timeline. And so then when the angel gets the censer and he takes it and he casts it where? To the earth. Why to the earth? Well, that's where the culprits are.
It is.
That's where the judgment's going to take place, folks, on this earth. God created this earth for our enjoyment. But man's sin ruined that. This earth is sin cursed now. If you want to know why there's volcanoes and earthquakes, don't blame God. You know, these people that blame God. And I was reading the other day, well, how can God allow this to happen? God didn't cause this. Man's sin caused this. And I'm going to tell you something. If every soul on this earth would turn to God, I believe God would act right then and undo it. Because there'd be no need for the curse anymore. But that's not going to happen, folks, because of the curse. So here he's acting. And so he says this. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Now what does that mean? That means they put the trumpet to their lips and now they're going to blow. And you know what happens when they blow? All hell breaks loose. So here's what it says. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Hello, Todd. Now, how much of the grass and the herbs was burned up? Why didn't he burn up all of it? Well, I could read you off my phone. I Googled it too. You know what the smart scientists say, don't you? You know the people that are real smart.
Yeah.
They say, bless God, if there wasn't trees and grass on this earth, man couldn't live. Ha! Huh?
Yeah.
That's what they say. Well, God says, okay, I'm going to remember what Habakkuk prayed. In my wrath, I'm going to have mercy. So I'm only going to take a third of it. Since the third's been important to me all the way, because it was the third day that I created this grass and these trees, bless God, and I'll just take a third of it back. And it was on the third day that I presented salvation to everybody and they rejected it. So I'll just take a third. What do you think? I'll just take a third, and maybe they'll look up and say, oh, only God could do this. Maybe they'll turn. Well, no, I'm just saying what God would think. I'm not trying to say they will or they won't. I'm just saying in wrath, he remembers mercy. I'll take a third. Maybe if I leave two-thirds, they'll say, well, that can't be evolution because that was sort of instantaneous. The trumpet sounded and there it went. Well, who but God could do that, Richard? I mean, it's not time to read the science books, folks. It just happened. And you know what happens when you don't, when you have a third less trees and a third less grass? Well, that means oxygen is depleted. Because that's where the oxygen comes from. Now you got all these people, right? Now there's less oxygen. Now you get in a room where there's no oxygen, bless God, and then you see what happens. It's not fun. That's what happened. And then he says this. And the second angel sound. Notice, hey, you notice I don't have any notes on this. There's no notes here, folks. There's nothing to explain to you here. This is just what's going to happen. The trumpet sounds and the third is gone. And then he says, and the second angel sound, as it were a great mountain burning with fire. Now, what do you think that is? Oh, that's what killed them dinosaurs, bless God. Was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. You say, oh. Now, come on, it don't mean that. Well, that's what it says. It don't say became as blood. It says became blood. Now, when the Bible's specific, I'll be specific. You know what happens to a third part of the sea, huh? It becomes blood. That's exactly what happens. So he says, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the seas were destroyed. Now, do you know why the third part of them died? Because there's no oxygen in the blood. When you put the blood in the water, now the fish can't go around getting the oxygen through their gills. So they die. And you know what else happens? When that great mountain hits that water, you know what it causes? Starts with a T. Next letter's S. A tsunami. Google it. Man knows. This is, man, when that thing hits that ocean, it's going to cause a great tsunami. Well, guess what happens to the ships that are out there? Well, they get capsized and down they go. You say, Tom, you don't believe that. Just sure as I'm standing here, I believe that. A third of them's gone. Well, what happens when a third of the ships are gone, folks? Well, that means a third of the cargo's gone. Now, remember, we've already had these four seals where now we've already had death and we've got famine. We've got all this stuff going on. And now he's adding to it. Now it's not man judging man, it's God judging man. So now a third of that is gone. He says, oh, you don't want my salvation that I give you on the third day? Well, I'll take a third of that too. I'll just start taking a third away. How you like that? We'll see how you like it down there now. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning, as it were, a lamp. Now, I know it's not a lamp, because it says, as it were a lamp. But I know it's burning, because it doesn't say, as it were burning. It says, burning as a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. Well, now, what's the importance of that? Well, you don't drink seawater. He's done destroyed a third of the seawater. Man drinks clean water, fresh water. Well, he says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Since there's famine and all that going on, I'll take a third of the drinking water. Now what do you think's going to happen? I'll tell you what, they'll start fighting over water. That's what'll happen. You get killed over water. Bless God, somebody finds a bottle of Athena or whatever you call it. I don't know what it is. Listen, water's going to be scarce. But he says, listen, I offered you the water of life on the third day. You didn't take my water. I'll take your water. We'll see how you like it. You say, Tom, well, listen, y'all believe what you want to believe. I know what I believe. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. Now, I know Henry told me this, and I agreed with him, and wrongfully. Henry is wrong, and I was wrong to agree with him. He said, well, he was right to say what he said, but he's wrong to say what he said. He said that stars were too big to hit the earth. And I said, well, you're right, so it can't be a star, it must be a body. Well, I looked this word up. This word means a star. Now, I believe when God created all the stars, did he? I believe God created one. He says, now that's the perfect size right there. I'm going to name you Wormwood. I want you to just stay right there. You stay right there until you hear that trumpet. And then bless God, you let go. And you go. And you hit. And you're going to destroy one third of all the water. You're going to make it bitter so men can't drink it. You say, Tom, I don't believe it. Well, is there anything impossible with God? And I'd say no. I believe God's got a star up there floating around, folks, named Wormwood. They may not have found it yet. Huh? They may never find it, but it's there. And when God says go, it's going to go because it says so. And I got to hurry because they're going to stick their nose in him. I mean their head in him. And the name of the star was called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became Wormwood. Men died of the waters because they were bitter. Oh, it's not good. I'm glad I'm out of here, aren't you? Oh, glory, I'm glad I'm out of here. Listen, I don't want any part of this. This is for the earth dwellers. This is for them people that are smarter than God. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten. Now, this is what happened on the fourth day. He's taking it in order, folks. He says, this is how I created you, this is how I'm going to do it. He says, and the fourth star, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. You know what's going to happen? Now you follow me on this, you say this ain't possible. I don't care what you think, I know what I think. You go from 24-hour days to 16-hour days. That's what you'll get. Now you don't have 365 days a year. You have 1,000 and some days a year. Because God took a third of it out. You say, well, how's that affect everything? Well, Google it. The scientists will tell you that the crops won't grow. Well, if crops don't grow, the famine's going to get worse, I guess. Well, duh. This is not meant for man's good, folks. Man rejected the good of God. Now they're going to see the worst of God, if I can say it that way with all due reverence. Man has rejected him. Now he's going to show him the other side of him. He's going to show him his wrath, his vengeance. He's going to show him just how much he hates sin. So he says, and I beheld, and as... and heard an angel. Now, anybody got a version different than the King James Version? Does it say eagle? Okay. Your version says eagle. My version says angel. There was a lot of debate, I noticed, you know, in reading some books. You know, well, is it an angel? Is it an eagle? Well, let's talk about that for a second. The word angel just simply means messenger. Now, if he can cause a jackass to talk, I'd say he can cause an eagle to talk, wouldn't you, hey? I don't see a debate here. I don't know if it's an eagle or if it's a heavenly angel. I don't care what it is. I can tell you what is important, what the messenger says. He says, now don't worry, the worst is over. I know it's been bad for a while, but hey, look up, things is going to get better. We're going to make America great again. No, he don't. Y'all read it. He says, whoa, whoa, whoa. the worst is yet to come. You say it can't get worse. It's going to.
It will.
The Bible says this, and I know we look at society in the whole when we read this verse, and I get that. Where the Bible says, and things shall wax worse and worse. Well, certainly things are waxing worse and worse, right? But in the tribulation, things really going to get worse to worse. And he says, listen, you've not seen the worst yet. It's yet to come. And it's going to be a long time, though. No. Because the next one's already got his lips on the trumpet, and it's getting ready to blow, and it's going to be, listen, domino. And I got to quit. So I'll see you next week.